CPA.
Good morning, Dave. That was delayed action, over.
Jim, HC, and I decided to come in here in the shack and talk to you so you could hear me. Probably be more white noise than it would audio on the HC.
You weren't on your regular radio. There is noise in there, but I hear you fine. Sound like you got a cold.
No, I just, I've been up since about 6 o'clock, but I haven't talked a lot, so I guess I'm just, I don't know. But anyway, I'm fine, as far as I know. Maybe I'm one of these COVID-19 people that has it and doesn't know it, they have it. What do they call that? There's a term for that. It doesn't come to my mind right now.
Here. You always remember that from your radio classes, like on AM modulation. You got the information on the carrier. It carries the information. Anyway, let's hope not. You don't sound that bad. You just sound like you had a little snuffy nose. Oh, well, you got up earlier than I did. I usually get up around 6 o'clock. When I went to bed last night, I was tired. I was in bed by 10. I read a little bit. I was probably asleep by 10:30, but I did not get up this morning until about 7:30. That is sleeping in for me. So I've only been up an hour, but I've had enough time to do a lot of things, including feeding my pups here. Now they got full tummies, everybody's going back to sleep. And I'm on my second cup of coffee, so just a little bit, I'll have to go feed all the cats that are waiting outside the front door, because we feed them on the front porch. We have every cat, two neighborhoods around, they come in and have breakfast over here. It's Cat City. Oh, XYL usually don't get down here at 9:30. Anyway, what do you have planned today? Today is a great day because today I go get a haircut after 2 months. Oh my goodness, I can't wait.
Well, yeah, since I haven't seen you, I guess I can't say anything. My wife cuts mine. I mean, I just, she just puts a 3-guard on the clippers and does the whole head with the 3-guard. Asymptomatic is what I was, that's the word I was looking for. Asymptomatic. You have the virus, but you have no symptoms. Anyway, sometimes I get up, at 6, sometimes later, and I don't know. It just depends on my body. I woke up this morning thinking that I was going to have to find a substitute for my tennis game Saturday, and it kind of jolted my adrenaline just a little bit, and then I realized that we weren't leaving, we're going down to Somerville, and we weren't leaving till after my game, so, but I couldn't settle back down enough to get back to sleep, so I just got up.
Well, you finally came to your senses. Okay. Asymptomatic, yeah. Well, that would be a much better word than carrier. I guess it'd be the same, though. Well, going down to Somerville. I envy you. You can get me out of the house somewhere. And you have family down there, or are you just going to go down there and chill out? And, yeah, I have a here. I've got a, this here. It's got all those little. I probably had that thing 25 years. Good still. Turn it up every once in a while, put a little 3-in-1 oil on the shaver part. Works good, but I use it for my beard. I have been trimming the hair over my ears myself. Just keep it off my ears. I guess I'll go to the guy I normally go to. He does it by appointment, so I don't worry about going in there. There's not going to be a lot of people. So, he does a whole lot better job than anybody else I know. So hopefully that'll work out today. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot pressing. I've got a list of chores I got to do, including changing out the whole house filters. I have two air conditioning units, one for the top two floors, one for the bottom floor. And they have whole house units. It's right there at the air handlers. They're really expensive. I don't turn them out, replace them too often. I don't have to. And I have pre-filters, but once all the pollen is gone, then I go change all of them. Just to make sure. So that's my chore today, but that won't take too long. Probably about 35, 40 minutes at most. N4IQ.
D4CBA. Yeah, my house is 3 returns, so, and I buy those allergy filters. So they're a little more expensive. They're supposed to catch more of the, stuff flying around the air or something. I don't know. They're, I don't know how that works exactly. But anyway, I was going to ask you, do you know if I haven't even looked online, but I need a DC power supply that puts out about 25 volts. Do you know if they make such a thing?
Well, they do. It's not real commonly. Well, you know, ham radio is not real common. I'm sure somebody makes one. I know there are. You can buy adjustable power supplies, adjustable voltage. There are some out there with good in 25 volts, but I've seen some that are like 50, and you could adjust the voltage on it. But they're not real common. I mean, you're not going to pick up you're not going to pick up just any catalog for ham radio and buy one for 25 volts. If I were looking for something like that, I'd just get online and start looking. That'd be the best way. But I guarantee somebody's got one. Used to be 24 volts wasn't that uncommon. Some of the old World War II transmitters, the transmit tubes were on 24 volts, and the aircraft system was on 24 volts. They used to, instead of what they use there, though, they used to use dynamotors. So, and get the 24 volts. Actually, they had an old receiver that had one in World War II. It was a BC-348, I believe that's what it was. Took the dynamotor out and built up a power supply, put in there. That radio's been gone for years. Done anything more with Logbook of the World or any of the logging programs? Over.
KB4CBA. I've got Logbook of the World, the other the other one that I can't remember, it starts with, I think it starts with an E. You know, and I like that. I like that. Works really well. So, I'm using that, and that's working out good. Yeah, this is a Kenwood, an old Kenwood mobile rig, and I've got a J-pole on the roof. Evidently, it's not hitting the repeater too well, but I think Paris Mountain's in between me and the repeater, so I don't really have a direct line of sight to it.
It's no problem. It's solid copy. I mean, there's some background noise, but it's not, you know, it's not objectionable. I can hear you just fine. So, what'd you do? Break down and join the ARRL? Over.
Well, that was my mistake. No, I didn't. So, I don't know, Bill. I guess I don't ask enough questions. I don't get enough information before I act. And so, I pay the $24.99 for the Logbook of the World, and that and got the other program with it. But I could have paid, I can't remember how much it was. Actually, I don't know how much it is, but if I joined ARRL, I understand I would have gotten Logbook of the World. I don't know if that's correct or not. Sometimes you get conflicting information.
All right. Well, so you got the logger. That's right. You got the N3SJP logger, but yeah, you don't have Logbook of the World unless you're a member of ARRL. All right. Well, someday you'll come around. When you're ready. Anyway, did you go talk to Steve?
Before I answer that, what does it cost a year for ARRL?
I just do it. I do it every year. I've been a member of ARRL for 56 years, something like that. I've got the 50-year pin. I got it a few years back. I wish I would have joined the Life membership at the time. I think now it's like $1,200 or something like that. If you know you're going to be ham the rest of your life and you're young, it's worth it. But I think I can't ever remember. It's more than $50, though. It's maybe, I don't know. Don't quote me. I'm thinking it's almost $60 now. You get that's the paper magazine, but you get a bunch of digital magazines with it now, which is really nice. But it's not just that. It's that they're the guys that keep ham radio alive with all the politicians and people make the laws and the international WRC conferences. I mean, they do a lot that it's not just a magazine. But they do have the Logbook of the World. If you're in the United States, you have to be a member to use it. That's just the way it is. If you're a U.S. ham, it's really good. It works good. All the awards, you can't get the awards unless you are an ARRL member. If you are a U.S. ham. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to go have to feed my kitties here. They're going to be crawling at the door. And I've got to go get my third cup of coffee. That'll keep me going the rest of the day. let's just drop out here. I had to, our coffee maker overflowed because the that's a long story. I won't go into it. But anyway, I had to take the coffee maker, which is the drip one, and it really works great. But I had to go out there and turn it upside down, hose the thing off because there's browns everywhere because they're overflowed because it was stuck. There's a reason. I won't go into it. But anyway, that was one of my chores yesterday. Get that coffee maker going because if I don't have coffee in the morning, it's just I might as well just go back to bed. N4IQ.
Hey there, there's your brother. Hey, Phil. I'm just sitting over here laughing. I'm getting a mental picture of Bill hosing down his hosing down his coffee maker out in the driveway. Or maybe excuse me. Maybe he got his pressure washer and really gave it a good cleaning. Oh, me. Go ahead, Phil. KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, AC4Q Mobile. Good to hear you there. And talk to you in a while. Bill, I put 8900 here in the Mustang. And it's just a little bit easier to use, and it looks good. It's out of the way. I'm on the way to Dr. V over in Greer at the Cancer Institute. He's a hemologist. So I got see him, then I have a lab right after it. So I got a scoot set 9:05, and it takes a good half hour, so I'm gonna be right on the money. Yeah, Bill told me about that. Go ahead, Bill.
A what?
About the coffee pot.
Oh yeah. Well, medical reasons I won't go into it. It doesn't have to overflow. Just have to do the right thing. But did y'all watch the SpaceX? I was really disappointed. Got down 17 minutes, and then they called it off. I was really disappointed. And this weekend is the CQ Worldwide WPX, so I won't be watching it on TV. If it goes off this weekend, I'll have to go to the NASA channel and watch it as a rerun. I thought it was very interesting. Because I watched it like 2.5 hours, maybe even 3 before they scrubbed it. It was very interesting, all the information they had, all the interviews, and it's just amazing. And it's light years ahead of the shuttle, which is designed really, you know, they started designing that thing, must have been in the 60s. And switches and stuff like that, you know, inside SpaceX, it's all LCD screens. It looks like inside looks like a hospital operating room, all white, clean. Spacesuits look like something you would have seen in Star Trek, you know, rather than the old clumsy things they had when they walked on the moon. Just amazing. Just totally different. Well, hope you get there on time, Phil. Go ahead, Dave.
But it is pretty disappointing to sit there and anticipate the launch, and which I didn't, but I know a lot of people did, and then they put a hold on it on the launch right a few minutes before. But speaking of launch, I wanted to tell, especially Bill. Phil. I was in my Mustang last night. I was coming home from I guess I shouldn't admit this, but anyway, I was coming home from church, and this guy in a '90 Mustang 5A with it was a Fox body, well, but it had all the ground effect stuff on it that I don't like. But anyway. But he wanted to run me, so I took off at the traffic light. I was in the front, he was in the front, And I don't know if he missed a gear or something, but anyway, it was like he was backing up, and then I was about a quarter of a mile down the road, and I looked at my rearview mirror, and everybody was back there. But then he came up beside me at the top of the hill there at Wade Hampton, where the before you get to Edwards Road, and we were still rolling. I was in second gear, and the light turned green. And so he got into it. I looked over at him, and we were both laughing, and he got into it, and I let him. I stayed right beside him, and I let him, you know, push that thing as hard as he could, and then I just laid in the mine and left him.
Good for you. True Mustang spirit. That's right. See, you both had 5-0s, but you got a little technology edge in him.
Technology must have a little shorter stroke too, and a little more compression. Yeah. So anyway, and I'm sure the headers are a lot different too. I mean the headers, the heads, and the valves and all that. Plus, mine has headers on it. I don't think his does unless he had modified it. Sounds like he definitely had done some modification to it because it ran better than my old 5-0 that I had back in the it was a 1990. It had about 125 horsepower. Doesn't sound right. Maybe it was 225 horsepower. Yeah, maybe that was it.
Okay. Well, you know, my V6 2007 had 210 horsepower, so it probably had more than that. But that's kind of interesting. Well, my good old V6, 305 horsepower, I'm just going to let it set the way it is and enjoy it. It gets up and runs pretty good, but it's not a 5-0, that's for sure. I really have enjoyed driving it. It's real comfortable. You know, it's a modern car, what it is, and it's got all the little gadgets and gadgets on it. So, and I have it has a total of about 34,000 miles on it, and it's 2014. So that's not too bad.
Let me make sure I've got it. I think Bill was going to go feed the cats. He may have bailed out. But anyway, and at that same traffic light, it's at the bottom of the hill there, Wade Hampton, where they built the new Sphinx station there in Taylor. So you may know where that is. And we were sitting there waiting for the light to turn green, and there was a guy in the right-hand lane going up the hill, and he had just stopped. He had his brake lights on, and I'm thinking, what's this yo-yo doing? And there was a car wanting to turn left into Sphinx coming the opposite direction, and so he was trying to figure out what this guy was doing. The guy puts the car in reverse. This is on Wade Hampton Boulevard. We're talking about six lanes of traffic. Puts the car in reverse and backs into the entrance of the Sphinx station. I've seen a lot of things, but I've never seen that. And I was just flabbergasted.
He lost his smarts a long time ago. He never found them. That's just asinine. That's waiting to accident ready to kill somebody. It's still doing the right thing, going to turn around because he missed the entrance. He backs into it. Oh, that's bad. It's not good at all, matter of fact. Yeah, well, I put the radio in yesterday. It didn't take very long. And, let's see. I got a little Radio Shack external speaker that's underneath the seat. So the speaker is not the best quality. I forgot that there's auxiliary for this radio. So I'm going to stick the output of the transceiver audio, of course, into the auxiliary and see how we do that. That should really impress Marshall. She didn't know it's in here yet.
The last few words of that, I got all of that, but the last few words of that, can you give me that? That was probably the most important part.
Yeah, what I said was, I put it in yesterday, Marcia doesn't know it's in here. I mean, it's very neat and everything. You know, how to put it in and pay the consequence, but even though it's my car, I'm going to hook it up to the auxiliary of the sound system.
So you're running it into the vehicle sound system.
I will be, not right now.
The same thing, come to think of it, I've got mine in, plugged in one of those Motorola speakers, and this thing is, I mean, good Lord, if you looked at it, you'd know by looking at it, it's an old unit that came out of a police car. The reason I know is because I took it out, and I was working for the county, and I bought it at the auction, so, I didn't steal it or anything. But, they have auctions over there on Keith Driver. They did when I worked there about once or twice a year, selling off all their, deadline cars and some of the cars they confiscated that had cleared the courts and all that. But, anyway, and it sounds really good, but, I could just plug, I've got an auxiliary plug, I could just plug it into the sound system. I wonder what that would sound like.
Sound like somebody is announcing W-O-W-O.
I guess you can order them online, but, I guess that's what I miss about Radio Shack, and even Walmart doesn't carry them anymore. Walmart used to carry all these little accessory cords and stuff, that you might need for this, that, and the other, and now everything's for cell phone or that type thing, and they don't have a mono-to-mono 8/8-inch plug that you can plug into, the back of your radio and plug into your car. You'd have to order the stupid thing online now.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Back when CB was popular, that's where most people carried it for the CBers. And they're essentially about defunct as far as being popular because they FMRs and have pretty much taken over that as far as people use them to talk back and forth in cars. But I know what you're talking about. I just ordered some adapt RCA to a PL259 male yesterday. Because you can't get around here anymore.
4CPA. I have a lot of the stereo to stereo 8-inch plugs, wires, and I say a lot. I have several. And I used to have the adapter that would take it from stereo to mono. And what I used that for was I would plug it into a CD player. I plugged the stereo part into a CD player and plugged I plugged the mono part into the CD player, plugged the stereo part into the speakers or the amp, and if you had a split track, you know, I was in church music and we used a lot of tracks. If you had a split track CD where you have voices on the left channel, the music on the right, it would just play the music with that adapter on it. And so if you wanted to cut out all the voices, you could just put the adapter on and plug it in. It was really neat. I just discovered it by accident. And I had several of those things laying around. I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. One channel music, on the other side would be the voice. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. I got several adapters, cords I can do that with. If you're looking for something coming out of a particular channel, you can swap the two and find out which one's on. So, what I got these for is I have actually antenna switch. You can flip-flop back and forth, two inputs and five outputs, or five inputs and two outputs.
I lost you there, Bill. Come on.
Roger, I'll catch you.